because it's a Monday, it's sports talk, it's the last segment, and yay, it means this.
Down the lane he comes, floating around the wing, got it! 0.3 seconds remain! Ooh, Damian Lillard, how dare you!
Swing and a miss! 20 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
Kenyon Barner, you just cannot stop him. He has put on a show here tonight.
It's Messi!
Into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
never ever gets old. Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour. That means it's time for Divine Shine, brought to you by Hop Valley's Divine Shine Hybrid Ale. Bright, hazy appearance, tropical aromas, velvety smooth finish, unfiltered hybrid ale packs a bunch of flavors while keeping the drinkability of a blonde, creaminess of a hef, all the hop aroma of a Northwest pale. Nothing else like it in the marketplace right now. I'm Alex. Steve, Nick, and I will be giving some prime performances or performers from over the weekend, and we're just going to shout them out. So who's going to start? Should I start?
Yeah, sure.
Look, I could not care less about the Kentucky Derby. I really don't care about horse racing in general, but a woman from Austin, Texas, who made an incredible bet, well, she shined.
Right now, it is possible!
I don't know much about gambling either, but I do know that the idea is to pick the winner. Not only did the woman pick the winner of the Derby, she also picked the winner of four of the races leading up to the Derby. She bet $18 total. Guess how much she won? $1.2 million. Oh. That's right, 18 bet. That netted $1.2 million. She has been photographed, but decided not to tell anyone what her name is. Probably smart. Want another reason this is crazy? The amount she won, $1.2 million. The amount justified won for winning the Derby, $1.24 million. She almost won as much as the horse who won the race. That just doesn't happen. She bet on horses and became a millionaire. That's also something that doesn't really happen. So an unnamed woman from Austin, Texas, she shined.
Wait, who gets their picture taken, but it's like, don't tell anybody who I am. Like, also, don't take pictures so nobody knows who you are.
Right, right. Or tell people where you live.
Every time I go up an escalator at a casino where they have the picture of the big winners, I'm like, I totally want to be up there.
Right.
And I don't care who knows it. I want people, because after I lose, I will go up the entire escalator. There's one place, I think, at the MGM Grand with my middle finger raised to all those winners. I want to be flipped off for eternity after putting the $1.1 million jackpot.
Smug look on your face.
Probably photographed with the middle finger,
oh,
too, so you're
yeah.
giving it back.
Can I do that, please?
Please.
I cut you in.
All right, who's up next?
How about you, Nick?
Okay, Garrett Cole of the Houston Astros shined this week.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Cole crushed the red-hot Diamondbacks on Friday night. He went all nine innings, a complete game shutout, gave up one hit, one walk, 82 of 114 pitches for strikes, faced two batters over the minimum, hence the one hit, one walk, and 16 strikeouts for a game score of 100. I talk about game score a lot. Game score is a stat 100. That's just able to quantify an individual's pitching performance, where you get points for each out, points for extra points for strikeouts, you get extra points for pitching deeper into the game, you lose points for hits, walks, etc. And Cole getting 100 is an incredible achievement. Most pitchers, when they hit 100 for game score, they throw no hitters. The last pitcher to throw a no hitter while getting a game score higher than Cole's was Kerry Wood, who 20 years ago this weekend struck out 20 and earned the highest game score so far out of 105. So the 16 Ks is the highest in baseball this season, and Cole as an Astro has just been an incredible addition to the pitching staff, and he proved his worth in a shining performance.
Oh, my heavens!
I think the irony, and I had to double-check myself there, that Wood had the 20 Ks against the Astros.
Wow.
Just in case you're keeping score. All right. I'm going with a three-year-old. The winner of the 144th Kentucky Derby, Justify. Can't shine more than that.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
And he shall overcome. history, conditions. It was a muddy mess, rained all morning. Turned out the dude had run one of his races in the slop at Santa Anita and won going away by sixth. Turns out, just a preview, he becomes the first since Apollo in 1882, 136 years, to win the Run for the Roses after not running as a two-year-old, and he devastated this field. Horses and jockeys behind getting facefuls of mud. He gets out early. Mike Smith, one of the best clutch jockeys ever. He took Justify on a perfect trip around the Twin Spires. Team Justify shining.
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!
Colorado Rockies utility player Ian Desmond had himself a game against the Mets on Sunday and shined.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
And it sort of goes beyond the box score. Desmond went up against the Mets, and Noah Syndergaard finished 2-for-4, two solo home runs. Rockies ended up winning 3-2. So his play actually won the Rockies the game. But Desmond, who used to play for the Nationals, met a 16-year-old kid named Ethan Brown in 2012 who has neurofibromatosis, which is a genetic disorder that causes tumors to grow in nerve tissue. Since then, Desmond has remained in touch with the kid, joined with the Children's Tumor Foundation to help raise awareness and raise money. And it just so happens that May is Neurofibromatosis Month, and that Desmond has pledged to donate $1,000 per run, and that this year has added RBIs to that list as well. So his two solo home runs netted the foundation $4,000. So not only did Desmond beat the Mets, but he went a ways to helping a great cause. So Ian Desmond of the Rockies shine.
Kevin Gausman of the Baltimore Orioles shined against A's this weekend.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Gausman took a no decision after he threw a 9-inning shutout against the A's since the Orioles couldn't find any offense. He was very efficient, 66 of 113 pitches for strikes, 2 hits, 2 walks, 31 batters faced, only struck out 6. So he didn't light up the stat time, but anytime you say to your manager, hey, I'm going to go out and give you 9 innings of shutout baseball, the manager's going to say, hey, that's a good job. So he didn't get the loss, even though, or anything weird like that, like Rich Hill taking a no-hitter into extra innings and still losing. Had an incredible performance worth shining over and shining about, and he helped my fantasy team win my matchup this week. So Kevin Gausman
shot.
Oh, my heavens!
All right, and quickly, the newest member of a couple of exclusive clubs, Albert Pujols is shining.
Man, I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible!
Last week, we wondered what would be the most appropriate way for him to get to 3,000, a moonshot like he did against Brad Lidge in the 05 NLCS, roping the gap. Ironically, Hal Clemente, who he caught, got there in 1972 against John Matlack of the Mets. Turns out, broken bat, little flare off Seattle's Mike Leach that found the grass in right field and even added another knock. He's now ahead of Clemente, joins Mays, Aaron, and Aroyd in the club. 3,000 hits, 600 home. Homers. Oh, and the Angels won the game, the series, and lead the West. Albert Pujols, shine it!
Praise heaven, it's a miracle!